Calgary Inferno fans. We are just set for the national anthem. We will get back to you after the singing of our national anthem.
To Winsport here in the Joan Snyder Arena. Marshall's got our starting lineups for us here. We're going to get right into it today. No dilly-dallying or wasting any time.
No, we're not messing around here. At an 8 a.m. puck drop here, we had some technical difficulties, got all that figured out. Starting lineups today for the Boston Blades. No changes there at all. In between the pipes, Genevieve Lacasse, and in front of her, Tara Watchhorn, as well as Drew Burns. Out on the red line, Christina Brown, Aaron Kickham, and Sadie St. Germain out front. For the Calgary Inferno, a minor change for you in net there with Kathy Desjardins getting the nod, of course. You heard about that in our Boston Pizza Motel Village post-game show yesterday. Up on the blue line there, Jackie Pieri and Erica Crom. Up front, Brittany Esposito, Atlanta Lovell, and Breanne Jenner as we are moments away here.
And as we get ready here for the puck drop, we'd like to thank our sponsors, who we couldn't do this without. The Canada's Dairy Farmers, Scotiabank, Sportsnet, Winsport, Bauer, Tim Hortons, Toyota, Molson Coors, the Globe and Mail, Bridge Porter, Gong Show Gear, OMGs, the Calgary Flames, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens, the Calgary Old Time Hockey Players Association, Alberta Athletic Therapists Association, Deckle Doctors, and Stockbox.ca. Please make sure to check out CWHL.ca for all the latest stats and information on the CWHL. Enjoy the game and get loud at home.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome you tuning in on CWHLLive.com. Every Calgary Inferno home game broadcast there, CWHLLive.com/listen is your free audio feed as we are underway here in the Blades coming out looking to avenge that 7-1 loss yesterday. As Watchhorn with it back in her own end now, rink wide over to Burns. Burns up to Brown, and picked up by Crom at center ice there, knocked in. Lovell's in pursuit. Watchhorn kicking it up the left wing. Center ice lifted into the Inferno, and Desjardins behind her net to play it as we're 20 seconds in and looking like a different squad from the Blades this morning as a long low point shot by Burns. Doesn't make it through. By action behind the Inferno net here at the Joan Snyder Rink at Winsport in Calgary, Alberta. As it's end-to-end action for us here from our broadcast vantage point The opposite end of the rink is where the Calgary Inferno are defending and where the puck has been most of this opening minute of the first period as the Inferno looks to break out and get over center ice. There is Jenner breaking in down the left. Pass over to Esposito, broken up by Murphy and picked up by Warren for the Inferno. Jenner behind the Blades net now. Centering pass out front and Webster unable to hang that on her stick as the threes going at each other. Murphy kicks it out. Webster with it, dumping it back in. Everybody's onside, but unable to get to it. DeMasi trying to clear it out. Webster gloves that down at the blue line. And pursued by Myers. Myers trying to break up down left wing. Davis, just too much speed for her. Picks it up at the blue line. It's in neutral ice there as Warren circles back for it. Warren with center ice coming in down the left wing there. Knocked into the boards by Watchhorn. Watchhorn losing that one. Warren right on her heels. Davis managing to squeak that out down low left in front of us here. Davis in the corner, centering pass blocked by Tremblay, but made it through Warren, just going wide to the right of Lacasse as we're still scoreless here through 2 minutes of play in the opening period. And Boston off on a line change as they dump it in to the far end of the net, or of the rink. It's going to clear it up and out now, rink wide, over to Sonya. Sonya picked by Watchhorn. Noticing, Jeff, a lot of numbers matching up against each other this morning. Watchhorn and Sonya and Webster and Murphy. Is Sonya the shot? That's off the skate of Watchhorn, and that netting was in place. Otherwise, that would have been in your face.
Yeah, it definitely would have came that way, that's for sure. A good start to the period for the Boston Blades, who needed to put a little pressure on the Calgary Inferno early, get off to a good start in this early morning game.
And it's face-off. Wickenheiser and Keefe, won by Wickenheiser to the left of Lacasse. Wickenheiser with it down low up to the high point for Pierre. Pierre's long, low shot. And a little tap by Haig, and Lacasse sprawling managed to keep that one out. Still scoreless.
That went off the post, and then Lacasse was able to grab it there just about in the back of the net for a 1-0 start here. But as we said yesterday, a lot of the time, Genevieve Lacasse said no.
And this faceoff coming her blocker side as Wickenheiser's in there. The Inferno win it. Centering pass out front just into the skates of Sonya, unable to connect on that one. St. Germain for the Blades, breaking out the left wing over center ice, trying to dump it in. And Pierre picks that one off over to Crom on the left wing. Crom circles back in her own end. Pass right in front of Desjardins and up to Sonya at center ice. As Massey all over her and dumping it off to Haig. Haig dumping it in. Lacasse stopping it behind the Blades net as Graham trying to get it now. St. Germain with it back down low to Tremblay. Back up to St. Germain as the Blades trying to clear their end. Graham battling along the boards there. Campbell with it, picks it off the board, puts it down low for Cunningham. Cunningham behind the net, circle pass out front into the skates of number 24, Brown. And we got a penalty coming up here against the Calgary Inferno.
Bailey Bram going off for hooking there as she got her hands up in on the Boston defender as they were spinning behind the net there. We will see an early power play for the Boston Blades. Great chance for them to put a shot on the board. Shots currently 2-0 in favor of the Calgary Inferno in here, 16:43 into the left in the first period.
I'm glad that you picked that up. That's where I was just about to go as well with our shot count. This faceoff coming in the Inferno end, blocker side to the right of Cathy Desjardins, as they've got the penalized player up on the clock now. So we can get underway here with 16:40 left in the first period as the Inferno break this out. And Lovell breaking down. DeMasi dropping it back for Watchhorn. Watchhorn right in front of her net there. Left wing pass over to Myers over center ice, dumping it in down the left wing, in and around. Desjardins looked to play it, but let it go behind the net of the Inferno, bouncing out front. And Lovell dumping at the length of the ice. And Lacasse stopping that before the icing line. High lift pass up, just out of the reach of Myers there. And goes the length of the ice for an icing call.
Well, there's something you don't see very often. The goaltender getting an icing call on a power play. Well, that's nice attempt by Lacasse. Just a little bit ahead. Missed on the long bomb passer, which could have turned out very well for the Blades had it connected.
We're going to do this face-off once again here. Hello, at 5'7", though, Murphy's, she's not short, but just need a little bit more vertical to try and knock that one down. But definitely out of her reach. As the Inferno win this one in the Boston end, Watchhorn with it. Davis trying to get it off her stick to Massey now, trying to break out the right wing. And passes it up. And icing waved off on that call as in the Inferno end, Takeuchi trying to clear it around and unable to do so as Turnbull battles along the boards. And a puck out front. Watchhorn trying to make a pass. Couldn't keep it in, though, as Murphy at center ice spins and dumping that in harmlessly with 50 seconds left in the Calgary penalty to Bailey Bram. As the Inferno back in the Blades zone here, rink wide for the Blades. Burns with it now, trying to get one last play going here behind Lacasse at the net. Right wing pass up and over for Tremblay. Rink wide, just missing Kickham. And icing call again. We got 30 seconds left in the Inferno penalty kill. Definitely looking pretty good out there right now.
Yeah, Boston definitely looking for that stretch pass to try and get in behind Calgary as they're doing the line changes, as they're pressuring the puck there. Not a bad strategy. It's just not paying off for them so far early on in the power play, two icings and so forth.
And Brown and Wickenheiser in the faceoff dot to the right of Lacasse. One by Brown. Passing it behind the net to Tremblay in the Blades zone. Tremblay pushing it up just out of Brown's reach and picked up at center ice by number 11, Jackie Pierre. Dumped in as Burns with it now behind her own icing line. Left side for Tremblay now. Tremblay gets over the Blades blue line, over center ice. Tremblay down the right wing into the Inferno zone, trying to make a move around Crom behind the net. No centering pass. Penalized player out of the box. Even strength here as Tremblay loses an edge. Here comes Bailey Bram down. 3-on-1. Drop pass for Sonia, who put a lot behind that.
Well, I got to think an edge is out for Sonia. She slipped once earlier, making a left-hand turn there, and after that shot, lost it as well. So might need equipment man Joe Fisher to take a look at those blades.
That was a solid shot right from the ringette line there. Lacasse saw that all day long, an easy stop. As the Inferno win that faceoff, Campbell down low, puts it out front, off the stick of Lacasse, almost in the net, but through the crease. Almost redirecting that in on herself as Watchhorn for the Blades, trying to clear it up and out of the zone. Massey off the half boards on the right wing there as Gore pushing it up, but not over the center line. And we got another icing call against the Blades here. Shot 3-0 in favor of the Calgary Inferno with 14:11 left in the first.
Well, in that last play there that we saw that shot, a very nice play by Bailey Bram coming out of the box, circling back into the offensive zone and getting it back to Sonia for that shot.
And face off to the right of Lacasse, won by the Blades. Massey trying to get it out, can't do so. As Webster dumps it down low from the point. Cunningham with it behind the icing line. Low in front of us. And on the close left here, Campbell up high over to Webster. Webster couldn't get on that. Cudmore just dumping it down the low right corner here. But DeMasi with it for the Blades. Up off the glass and almost out as Keith gloves it down. Gets over center ice to the Inferno blue line. Tries to dump it in off the leg of Webster. As it's in the far corner battling for it, Webster pushing it around the back of the net there. Cudmore with it now for the Inferno. Up the right wing for Campbell. Campbell at her own blue line. Knocked off her stick by Myers. Myers now making a move to the center. She stood up there by Cunningham and it sneaks just out.
And obviously we're still feeling out our legs here as the Inferno goal song goes on that save. That play.
On and offside. But hey, it's all good. Faceoff coming in front of the Inferno bench. Just outside the blue line as Calgary wins that faceoff. And trying to get it in is Esposito, bringing it in onside there with Jenner right behind her, battling down low. Esposito and Giannino, Duncan circling it around and trying to get it out along the half boards for Boston. Myers now back down in the low right corner and to Murphy. Murphy managing to get it up to center ice there, picked up by Aoki over to Takeuchi. For the Inferno, loose puck down in front. And Giannino was trying to jump on that one as a little miscommunication. But drawing the penalty here is we're going to get to see the Inferno's first power play of today's game.
Yeah, Erica Crom just not moving her feet there. She was surrounded by Blades in the front of her and behind. And number 15, that was the goal scorer from last night, Megan Myers. So got a little anxious with the hooks and a little overzealous trying to get the puck off Eric Ekholm, and we will have the first in Furrow power play.
And it's faceoff coming to the right of Jean-Pierre Lacasse as Wickenheiser in there wins it. And back up to the point, Pierre, he skates off the boards on the left wing there. And back over to Pierre. Pierre shot low and an easy glove save by Lacasse as Bram was in there looking for a quick rebound.
And as the pass is shown, you're not going to score on her with those type of shots. Got to get more traffic and more movement on that puck to beat her.
There is faceoff coming to the left of Lacasse. Brown and Wickenheiser. Wickenheiser with the win. Back up to the point. Over for Pierre for Davis. Davis down low for Bram. Bram at the faceoff circle. Down low behind the icing line for Davis. Right through the crease. Nobody there to knock it home. Wickenheiser up high. Pierre's low shot off Campbell's leg. Doesn't make it all the way through as Boston clears the zone on this one. And Desjardins out at the faceoff circle to play that one, but just holding it there as Wickenheiser for the Inferno now skates in onside. Looking to pass behind the Boston net now, circles around. Up high for Pierre at the blue line, back to Wickenheiser. Wickenheiser shot from the slot, rebound, and Bram tried to knock it in, but wide of the net. St. Germain for the Blades, pushing that up, trying to clear the zone. Davis, Wickenheiser, and St. Germain down low here in the close corner.
As you hear the ref talking, then tell him to play the puck. Play on.
As you hear the ref, and Davis with it now. Down low for Turnbull. Turnbull back up to the point. Trying to get it down. Wickenheiser looking to knock that around. As Burns there on her back heels. Jenner with it now behind the Blades net. 35 seconds left in the power play. Jenner behind the Blades net. Still there. Over to Turnbull up high for Cudmore. Cudmore shot. Redirect. Loose puck down in front. And there is Brianne Jenner cleaning that up and knocking in that rebound. Hard fought goal there.
Yeah, a great work by Calgary on the power play. Good pressure. I was just about to say when we had the break in time, one of those scenarios where I actually do like the short bench change in the second period for the zone being right there. All Calgary got off on that change. All took their turns rotating out. Led to sustained pressure without Boston being able to get their penalty killers off. And it was just a matter of time there. That loose puck squirted out to the side. Jenner scammed it home for her second as an Inferno.
And first power play goal of the Inferno's 2015-16 season here. As Boston trying to add some pressure here. Boston still not showing a shot on the shot clock. Calgary 7, but more importantly, of course, that 1-0 goal. As Blades behind the net. Their own net. Bram battling for it. Cunningham and Watchhorn down low. Shea trying to get it out. Campbell picks that up at the blue line. Backhands it in. And it's back up to Campbell. Campbell hanging on low left corner here. Gets a shot away to Lacasse, who gloves that for another stoppage of play to try and settle up the Blades.
And a great start 10 minutes into the period here. We'd like to thank our sponsors once again. The Canada's Dairy Farmers, Scotiabank, Sportsnet, Winsport, Bauer, Tim Horton, Toyota, and Molson Coors.
And faceoff won by Boston in their own end as Myers tries to clear it up a rink wide just out of the reach of Murphy as Crum back for it there and goes through the crease and just wide of Desjardins, who has had the paddle laid flat down to make sure nothing's sneaking in there as Crum. Nope, Davis down the left wing now, circling around out front. Shot by Warren, but couldn't lift that up over the pads of Lacasse as DeMasi with it now. Up to Myers. And center ice here as the Inferno break that one up. And Pierre down the right wing trying to knock it in. As Warren makes a move around Watchhorn. Can't get her stick back on the puck, though. It's harmlessly in the low right corner. Davis up to the point as Webster circling down low. Webster in the right corner trying to get out of the way is the official. Loose puck and up and out as nobody was occupying the point there for the Inferno. Cudmore back in her own end. Rink wide right wing pass for Sonia. Watchhorn now with it. Trying to get Tremblay as Wickenheiser in pursuit going down with Tremblay into the corner. And Hag unable to keep it in there. St. Germain for the Blades breaking down the left wing there. Cudmore trying to take away that center lane. And we've got a first shot for Boston. Think. There we go. That's their first shot with almost 11 minutes gone in the first period here. 9:10 left to play. Boston trying to apply some pressure down front. Loose puck, not able to get that through as the Inferno now skating away with it. Here comes number 27, Sonia, trying to make a move around Tremblay down the right wing. Puts it out front. Shot just high over the net. And Lacasse as Hag had a great opportunity there. Boston now clearing the end. St. Germain with it down the left wing. Dumping it in. Boston off on a line change. Takeuchi for the Inferno behind her own net. Dropping it back there for Aoki. Aoki down the left wing. Right wing pass. As it's through center ice there. And Lovell with it now for the Inferno. Brings that in onside. Lovell just sweeping that through. And Lacasse was going to let that one go, but Esposito on top of her covers up for another stop play.
Well, if you're listening in to the Boston Pizza Motel Village post-game show yesterday, we were talking with Cassie Desjardins. She did mention one thing. She was nervous of getting back in there. She was nervous for the first shot. I reminded her that, of course, when we first started calling, there was about four or five games in a row where that first shot went in. This one did not. She must be happy.
And Jenner with it for the Inferno now up to the point. Shot through traffic, redirected. Lacasse, pad save. Jenner behind the net looking for another one here. Can't do so as Burns picked it up for the Blades, circling it around the boards. Up at the point, held in by Crom as she circles it around the boards. Lacasse holds it there. Duncan and Shea trying to clear it around. Can't. Esposito puts it out front into the skates of Keith. And now in the low corner here, Jenner. Shea trying to get it up, held into the point by Pieri. Off the boards, down to Jenner. Jenner centering pass, rink wide, over to Crom. Crom cheating in. Great shot there, pad save Lacasse. As Crom behind the Blades net now against Duncan there. Jenner and Shea along the half boards, close side. Shea lifting that up and out to center ice as Pieri gloves that one down. Off on a line change as Esposito with it now. Couldn't quite connect on Jenner, broken up by Watchorn. And Watchorn with it now in the Blades end. As Lovell in pursuit over to Tremblay to Giannino. Center ice as Bram tries to break up that play. Can't do so. Myers dumping that into the Inferno end. Desjardins breaking that around the back of her net. Not able to get that out, though. As Myers with the shot low. And Desjardins hanging on for that one. 7 minutes left to play here in the first period. 1-0 score, Calgary Inferno.
Well, let us thank the rest of our sponsors here. Gongshou Gear, OMGs, the Calgary Flames, the Globe and Mail, Bridge Force, Porter, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal Canadiens.
And faceoff won by the Inferno, circled hard around the boards all the way down the length of the ice here. And icing waved off in the last second there as Lacasse passed that over to Tremblay, back down low to Watchorn, low left corner. Watchorn through the leg to Giannino. That's Cudmore. Apparently just outside the blue line there. We've got another offside call here.
Yeah, just a little late to it, which lets us thank our team sponsors, the Calgary Old Time Hockey Players Association, Alberta Athletic Therapist Association, Deckle Doctors, and Stockbox.ca.
And this faceoff coming in front of the Blades bench. And one by Boston. DeMasi with it now for the Blades, trying to get it out. Campbell knocking that pass up and keeping it in the Blades zone here is Cunningham. Circling down low, looking to put it out front. Redirect off Bram, just wide to the right of Lacasse. As Cunningham dumping it back in, loose puck. Spurts out front. Campbell now down low. Campbell circles back on her backhand, pursued by DeMasi. Back up to the point there. Webster couldn't keep that in. Webster skating backwards on her heels. Cudmore as Duncan in pursuit. Ironic that Webby's from Duncan and being pursued by Duncan. I like that fact too. As Bram with it now for the Inferno, circles back at center ice. Here comes Warren in one-on-one with Burns. Warren makes a move, backhand pass, and shot attempt, the toe save by Lacasse there on a great little spin-around move. Battling behind the net now, Burns and Turnbull. Tremblay comes away with it, tries to get it out, can't do so. Davis holds that in, and just missing that. Turnbull trying to keep that in at the blue line for the Blades, squeaks out. As Kickham was there for the Blades to get that one out, and she's off on a line change. As the puck is loose at center ice, Keith trying to get it in for the Blades, can't do so. Picked up by Sarah Davis for the Inferno. Pass over center ice there as Warren back to Davis. Back over to Warren. Warren on the backhand. Shot from Davis to make it 2-0 high over the glove of Lacasse.
A very nice backdoor pass there by Warren Davis and flipped up over Genevieve Lacasse. who had trouble getting over to that one there, as any goalie would.
Yeah, we noticed a lot of that last night. That left to right movement is great for Lacasse, but that's the only way that you are going to beat her, and going up high on that left to right.
Yeah, she's very solid on the straight shots, and the Inferno have that game plan against any goalie in this league. Get them moving.
And the faceoff won by the Blades, going over to Tremblay, and trying to get that up for Shea in at the Inferno zone. And it's picked up Pieri up to Wickenheiser, breaking in down the right wing, still looking for her first off the shaft of Lacasse and up into the netting with 4:59 left in the first period.
Now we got 5 minutes left to play here. A 2-0 lead for the Calgary Inferno. Shots 14-2 in their favor. Definitely a good early start in this early morning game, and a good early morning crowd as well.
Yeah, it's trickling in slowly, not quite like the sellout crowd last night for the home opener, but still, considering how early it is, a nice, impressive showing of support. As we're back underway, Hag now down low, battling Sonia with it now. Fieri off the point. Low shot, redirect by Hag, just wide to the left of Lacasse. Wickenheiser with it, and Burns on her in the blue line. Dumped in down low along the corner, Sonia and DeMasi battling Sonia, circling back for Wickenheiser. Wickenheiser and Burns in the boards behind the net, battling hard. Sonia in there, can't hang on to it as Myers picks it up, lifts it up, and out off the glass as it almost trickled the length of the ice. Not quite, though. Just the right amount of backspin on that one to keep an icing call away.
Perfect draw away.
As Krom with it for the Inferno in her own end, circles around the boards over to the far right side from our broadcast vantage point. Hag tried to hang on to it. And it's up now for Esposito, breaking down the right wing over center ice into the blue line of the Blades and knocked off her stick by number 14, Tremblay. Myers in pursuit, but Jenna breaks that up at center ice as Webster trying to get through, but Myers breaking that pass up. Now the Inferno with it once again as Jenna brings that in barely onside. Tremblay hops on the bouncing puck, can't quite get it out. St. Germain managing to knock it out, though, as Brown with it for the Blades down the left wing, dumping it in as both 24s, Cudmore and Brown, battling for that. And Cudmore comes away with that. Esposito breaking down the right wing now into the Blades zone, looking to pass all the way. Jenner can't connect as Kickham breaks up that play. Knocked off Kickham's stick there by Aoki. And it's back down in the blade zone. DeMasi off the glass, up to the blue line, jumping and holding that in was Aoki. DeMasi now managing to try and clear it up. Held in once again. Bram in her leg. Bram pass, rink wide. Kimball looking backdoor for Cunningham, who couldn't connect on that, just out of her reach. As St. Germain for the Blades now. Knocked up at center ice, and Cunningham brings it in once again. Campbell with a shot and a shoulder save by Lacasse, and somehow that rebound managed to stay out as well, as we got another power play opportunity coming up here for the Calgary Inferno as Jess Campbell taking into the boards.
Well, they could end up being Team Canada teammates, but definitely not teammates today, as Watchhorn put Campbell into the glass there, and we'll go for two right now, allowing this dangerous offensive team to go back on the power play for the final 2 minutes of the 2:32 potentially if Boston can kill it off. And another comment on that chance in front there, just Lacasse getting enough of it to deflect it off the post on that rebound and up to the corner.
The post is a goalie's best friend or worst enemy, and today definitely showing as Lacasse's best friend as the Inferno win the faceoff there, and the shot coming from by Pieri wide to the right, back up to Pieri. And Wickenheiser fakes the shot to Pieri. Pieri's shot, keep breaking that one up with her stick, unable to get it out, was the sprawling Myers as it's down low for Bram. Bram now circling it behind the net. Tremblay and Campbell, three Inferno players down below the Boston icing line as Wickenheiser with it drops back down for Bram through the crease. Missing the player, but Davis getting that shot off, and another great stick save up into the net by Lacasse.
Yeah, initial pass through to Campbell there, missed on that one, but Davis following up and rifling one that Lacasse had to be up and strong on, and a little unfair to the goaltender on that play, because you're expecting a shot from the one in tight, all of a sudden you get the one further back who has an angle to get it up.
And Turnbull for the Inferno. Jenner now down low along the corner, up high to Sonia. Cudmore, hot shot from the slot there and deflected wide. But back up to her once again as Denner on the backhand pass over to Sonia. Up for Cudmore. Cudmore couldn't quite get enough on that one as it's broken up by Brown. Esposito with it though. Back to Cudmore over on the left wing for Esposito. Rink wide for Sonia. Up high slot. And shot one time by Sonia right in the pads and the numbers for Lacasse, and she hangs on with 54 seconds left in the Inferno power play.
Well, good movement on the power play there. Would have liked to see Turnbull a little bit down lower in front of the view of Lacasse there. Easy for her to make that save when she can see that puck.
And Boston with another faceoff win. The puck by Turnbull, who gets it back to Sonia. Up high slot there for Cudmore.